Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Lucky Land Casino. Asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Big Al probably shouldn't offer fashion advice.
Did it ever occur to you when you wear something low-cut like you have on to shave your chest hair?
But then again, there's a lot of things he shouldn't do.
Who buys plants the day before they go out of town for a week? Me? I'm not smart.
And here he is now, Big Al Mack, on the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
So today's Tuesday, which means we are going to be turning up with Part-Time Justin. What do you got for us?
I got a delicious treat that I made, y'all. It's you're going to like it, I hope. And then we're going to talk to a robot.
A robot. Okay. Okay. AI?
Mm-hmm.
Kind of?
Okay. Yeah.
I like that. And we also got Does That Make Me Crazy coming up in about 40 minutes. You can get it in early if you want, Kid Nation. Tell us about that quirky thing you do. And then follow it up by asking us, Does That Make Me Crazy? Because we all know you want to join our club. We're all part of it. So we'll get to that in 40 minutes. But right now, let's finish that celebrity gossip.
Okay, so we're finally getting all, like, the behind-the-scenes drama from the Grammy Awards.
Oh, somebody wrote us, speaking of the Grammys, asking how you did on your bingo, Grammy bingo.
Oh, my Grammy bingo, pretty terrible.
Terrible, okay,
I think
cool.
I think I only got one thing right, and it was that Bad Bunny would open the show.
Nice.
Oh, wow.
But, you know, one for, what, nine? Not bad.
That's not bad. Not going to get you on a baseball team?
No, but, you know, better luck next time. But thank you for asking. That was nice. That was so nice. Okay, so sources are saying that there was a fight that broke out backstage between Migos members Quavo and Offset. So if you remember, Quavo performed his song called Without You during the In Memoriam as a tribute to their third member, Takeoff, who was killed in a shooting during a dice game not that long ago.
And they're all family members.
They're all family members. And so sources are saying that the Grammys had asked Offset to be in the tribute, but Quavo refused to let him and that he blocked him from joining him on stage.
What?
And then Quavo allegedly started the fight. So that's the story. But Quavo responded to the rumors with a tweet that said, "What it look like fighting my brother, y'all is crazy." So I'm not sure if that's
so fake,
confirming or denying. Fake
news. So he said, yeah, basically like, why would y'all think we got into a fight?
I think they did.
And then it was probably, that's just them kind of covering it up.
Or
like
family
members,
they got into like a heated argument or a heated conversation.
I'll be real. I was wondering where Quavo was. I was hoping that they two would come together. And
or it made things worse.
Where Offset was?
Offset.
I mean, yeah. I thought Offset and...
like you why Offset wasn't like, on the stage.
Yeah.
He was at the show, but he wasn't on stage.
So this is the relationship worse because there was always tension. There was tension
before the
shooting.
They broke up.
And then, you know, it's like if he hadn't gotten the argument, there wouldn't have been the shots fired. Don't you think there's been some finger pointing and blame there? There's probably a lot of deep divide there.
But you hope, I thought it was going to bring them closer together. You hope at
least. It might eventually.
Yeah.
Also, the ratings for almost every award show has pretty much gotten worse and worse over the years. But the ratings for the Grammys on Sunday were actually not that bad. They had over 12.4 million viewers tuning in, which is 30% up from last year.
Oh.
They also reached its largest live streaming audience in history on Sunday, which was up 33%. And the show dominated social media with 53 million social media clips of Grammys content.
Well, that's why they got to keep nominating younger artists that the kids care about.
Yeah.
And
exactly.
That's the only thing my daughter, who never asks about award shows, she wanted to see if Harry Styles perform, and she wanted to see Taylor Swift. And then once she saw him, she was done.
And they just had really good artists there. Bad Bunny, Adele, Beyonce,
Taylor Swift. That are popular.
But then they have that old lady win.
Well, that's
and
what,
my daughter's she very has a name. Upset about that.
Well, and I saw a lot of people online saying that, yeah, they invited Beyonce and Taylor and all the people, but then they didn't even give them the awards. It's like, were they just, I don't know.
But that's
I mean,
the
people
Academy.
Are mad.
But see, I was trying to tell my daughter what happens is when you have all these big people nominated and these other ones that you wouldn't think, the dark horses, you'd say, that the popular ones, the votes are so divided You know, how do you choose between Lizzo, Beyonce, and Harry and Taylor, okay? But then you've got, I don't know which category, I'm just, and you got Bonnie Raitt down here. So the popular people are dividing all the popular votes, and then the ones at the bottom, they get the crumbs. Well, guess what? They managed to get a few more.
Yeah.
Ain't nothing wrong with the crumbs.
And I told her, I said, you've got a lot of older members of the Academy. They're going to vote for their friends.
Yeah.
True.
Yeah, it's all about connections and everything. Yeah. But also, okay, so we were talking about Harry Styles' performance, right, Kelly?
I thought he just felt tired.
Like something kind of felt off about it. Well, now we're finding out a lot of his backup dancers were saying that it was almost a disaster. So it was, if you missed it, it was Harry and like a dozen dancers performed on like a moving circle, almost like a spinning record, like from the As It Was music video.
And he almost kind of what it, fell at one point.
He almost fell. So they rehearsed it for nearly 2 weeks and they got all the choreography down perfectly. But then during the live broadcast, the floor started moving in the opposite direction than it was supposed to. So they all were trying to get the tech person's attention to like get it to spin the right way. And at one point, you can see Harry also kind of like
looking
whatever. So very last minute, they all had to basically do the choreography backwards without even communicating with each other.
They did.
Isn't that nuts?
So well, considering what went down.
With that information, that's the best performance of the night.
Yeah, so now if you go back and watch it, knowing that, oh my God.
And he was able to recover enough, because you know that's like, you got to put that thought out of your mind so I can remember my words.
And I don't know if you noticed, but in my head, I was thinking Harry sounded a little bit nervous. And I don't know if it was because of the Grammys, but maybe it's because he had to deal with that
maybe
on top of it.
Maybe that's what he's thinking.
Yeah. That dude over there, all he had to do was hit left and he hit right.
That's
or
a huge
right.
mistake.
That is wild. So
also,
that guy got fired.
I've been seeing videos from like people that were like at the arena when Harry won Album of the Year and he was accepting his award. And my heart breaks because there were people in the crowd yelling, get off the stage.
Beyonce.
It should have been Beyonce. Like all this stuff. And he's up there like accepting an award. And I feel like he kind of in his speech like, didn't really know what to say and fumbled his words a little bit. And it's like, when you're up there and you're hearing that coming from the crowd, my goodness.
He gets up to accept his award and he hugs Lizzo. Sitting at the table with Lizzo is Adele. Adele is sitting down, arms crossed.
Oh, come on, Adele.
Uh-huh. It's not cool. It's not the winner's fault.
Yeah.
Just remember how it was so when she won and she's up there apologizing. Well, how would she have felt if people were sitting there with their arms crossed mad?
It makes me so sad. But if you see there's a video, like there's an angle where when that's happening and Harry's on stage and you hear that coming from the crowd, Taylor Swift is the one in the crowd that like stands up to like cheer on like
everybody.
Harry. And everybody's like, because Taylor knows what that feels like from like the VMAs. You know? And so there's a video of her just getting up and like clapping.
At least whenever Adele won, though, she apologized to Beyonce. Harry should have apologized.
No,
he shouldn't.
For winning? Can you imagine a super winner? I'm sorry for beating you guys. No.
Yeah.
I'm
sorry for winning.
Just, when they find out they're nominated against Beyonce, just take your name out of the consideration. So she's the only one in every category.
Bow out.
I think Patrick Mahomes will do that when he beats Jalen Hurts.
I'm sorry, Jalen Hurts, for beating you in the Super Bowl. You should have won.
Sorry, man.
They would never.
No.
Well, we've got a lot of Matthew McConaughey news here, okay?
Okay.
So he is the latest actor who's going to play a version of Elvis Presley.
Another one?
Well, he's going to be the voice of Elvis.
Oh, boy.
In Netflix's new adult animated series called Agent Elvis.
All right.
Now, when they say adult animation, does that imply sexy time? I don't think so. I think it's just a series
just
geared
up,
more towards adult sensibilities.
I think it's more
like
crude humor.
But the summary of Agent Elvis is, Elvis Presley trades in his white jumpsuit for a jetpack, where he is covertly inducted into a secret government spy program to help battle the dark forces that threaten the country he loves, all while holding down his day job as the king of rock and roll. Now, you do remember that Elvis was really in, he wanted to be a government spy or whatever. He wanted to be a Secret Service agent or something. There's pictures of him with President Nixon in the White House.
Whoa.
Elvis was really into this stuff. But his ex-wife, Priscilla Presley, created this series with Matthew McConaughey producing. So we do have a clip of the trailer. And we need
every once in a while, man accomplishes the impossible. All it takes is someone with a dream. Because when a man dreams, he can change the world.
So in the cartoon clip we just showed on Kid TV, he's in the White House with Nixon.
So basically, it's an Elvis Presley cartoon with Matthew McConaughey's voice.
It's
Elvis Presley meets Kim Possible.
He's not even trying to do Elvis.
No, he's not. Not at all. No. Austin Butler somewhere's going like, oh, no.
But that's not all. That's not all the McConaughey gossip today, because sources say he's in talks to star in a fourth spinoff of Yellowstone.
A fourth one?
What year is this one?
Deadline says they're looking at Matthew to star in the spinoff because the original Yellowstone might be coming to an end after this season, which is season 5, over Kevin Costner's filming schedule. Kevin's directing and starring in a Western called Horizon. And the source said Kevin has limited himself to 65 days of shooting Yellowstone. And he only wanted to shoot for 50 days for the first part of the current season. I guess you could cram all his scenes in. It doesn't have to be concurrent. Well, they can edit it.
Sure.
You know.
A lot of my friends love Yellowstone. They even have parties.
Yeah. I know. I need to get
But I have it. Not sat down and watch it.
Me neither.
I've watched one of that one and the other one, 1823, 1923, whatever it is. Whatever.
Did you watch the season finale on that one,
I did
too?
Not watch the finale. But I was hooked. Well, I guess hooked is a strong word. I really, really enjoyed it. And I said I was going to come home and get Paramount Plus and haven't done it. But I really did like it.
Yeah, I want to do it. Well, anyway, for the second half of filming, he only wanted to spend a week shooting, but his request was declined. So producers are now trying to figure out what they're going to do. So it is possible that Yellowstone could end with the second half of this season. But Paramount put out a statement saying, Kevin Costner is a big part of Yellowstone. We hope that's the case for a long time to come. So that's not exactly a denial.
No.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Kevin wants out.
But Matthew McConaughey would be great.
Yeah, he'd be awesome on that show. All right, we got more celebrity gossip with the Showbiz Top 5 with Kelly Raspberry in about an hour. But coming up next, we got to catch up with what's happening out there in the world.
Yeah.
Producer Nick's got the headline for us, just so you know, next.
Hey, Kid Nation. We always want to hear from you. So give us a call at 800-KID-LIVE. That's 800-KIDDLIV. It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show, powered by you, Kid Nation.